Checking in on California's legal pot, Oregon's gas issue, and bad days. This is a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
Jennifer, it is my honor to say that we have a special guest today. Our first special guest ever on The Morning Feed. Rivet Radio newsman Chris Mezick in our Los Angeles Bureau. How's it going, Chris?
Pretty good.
The way you said that just says it all.
Well, we have Chris on the line here because recreational marijuana is now legal in California. And, you were out and about yesterday and you happened to, did you just accidentally get into one of the lines at one of those shops?
Oh, yeah. I was like, what is this long line for?
I better check it out.
Just checking out the new neighborhood.
Exciting. Like, I better get in.
But seriously, there were lines, hundreds of people lined up and all trying to be the first ones, some of the first ones to get legal marijuana in California. And you were there and you checked it out. Give us an idea. What was it like? What was the line like? What were the people like?
Hundreds of people. You're absolutely right. Lines were pretty much just wrapped around the block, going crossing streets. And a big reason for that is because Los Angeles County couldn't get its stuff together to hand out plenty of recreational licenses. So it came down to two shops in West Hollywood that actually got these licenses. So
that sounds very
pothead.
I'll get it later, man.
What's that?
It sounds very pothead, you know. It's like, we'll get it later, man. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
But, man, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
No, but it was pretty great to see, you know. I made the joke to a couple people in line. I was just like, man, the security guys over here, they're all smiling because they must have the easiest job today.
Right.
I can't really undersell the excitement enough. And I don't know if that's just because it's only two shops in West Hollywood so far that could do this, but pretty much everybody I talked to in line had like the biggest, goofiest smile on their face. Like, I think LA sent all of its news trucks out there. I counted five of them grabbing interviews.
Were there just like veggie burrito food trucks everywhere?
Unfortunately, no. I was like, what a missed opportunity.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
People might be getting hungry in this line, right?
Yeah. You know what? I'm thinking they might be saving that for the weekend.
Yeah, right.
Because I bet these lines are going to be going for a while just because it might not be until July where more shops start getting their licenses to sell recreationally. Because medical marijuana has been a thing in California for the longest, I think something like 20 years. So, pot has been such a part of the culture out here that really the only people who couldn't buy it until now were non-residents. So that was the other thing I noticed while I was standing in line. I think because of the Rose Bowl, there were plenty of people decked out in their college football gear. I talked to a couple of Canadians who made it down here specifically because they knew it was going to be recreational as of the first. It was just like a really chill, exciting time. Just overhearing some of the other news organizations asking questions about, like, you know, what does this mean? And of course, you get the romantic answers of, like, this is finally something we wanted to do forever, and now we don't have to hide in the streets, man. So it was
great.
Yeah,
because potheads were hiding in the streets, you know.
Oh, not out here, man. Walking up and down Hollywood Boulevard, you'd never guess that this stuff was ever illegal.
Well, look, I got to ask, I just want to know, like, How is it sold? I've seen a lot of pictures from around there, and I saw a sign there that was like advertising, you know, today's special only $150 for an ounce or something like that. You know, can you buy that much? Is there any limit? Can you just get whatever you want?
There is a limit.
And also, do you have to show ID and stuff like that?
Yeah. So a couple things. When you walk into the shop, they have to take down all of your information on your driver's license.
Interesting.
And that way they track the limit, which is 1 ounce per day, I believe. So you can walk into the shop, you can get a couple grams, come back the next day and buy some more, no problem. But if I walked into a shop today and bought a full ounce, I'm done.
Yeah.
That's all I could buy.
So nobody's getting like quarter pounds or anything like that.
No.
There's no Costco deals.
Right. Still a lot.
I want to go to the Costco of legal pot shops.
It's not like that. It's not like the 7-Eleven on every corner is selling like pre-rolled joints or anything like that. So they're still trying to take it as seriously as possible, it seems. The shop I went to...
what was the name of it?
The best way I could describe it, the name of it... Well, this is Hollywood, so stick with me. The name of the shop is MedMen. Play on Mad Men. So that shop is really neat because it looks like an Apple store. You walk in, there's tablets all set out on tables with information about the product, and they had everything... they had flour, they had the wax and the oils, you could get edibles, you could get calming balm, all sorts of stuff. If it didn't have THC in it, they had it.
Wow. That's amazing. All right, Chris, you have fun. Are you going back? Are you going to go hop in line again today?
I don't know
what my day has for ahead of me. Who knows? All right. Well, good to hear from you. Thanks for the update from the now California recreational pots legal state. And thanks a lot, Chris. Good talking to you, man.
For sure. Good talk.
All right. Moving on. Some interesting news out of Oregon. We were talking about this yesterday, and
the
new laws that are happening. And I did not know this, and this is one of the most fascinating things. I can't believe I didn't even know this.
This is mind-boggling.
Yeah. So in Oregon, people didn't pump their own gas.
It was because it was illegal.
Yeah, there was no self-serve gas stations because it was illegal. You had to have an attendant pump your gas.
Which I can't believe in 2017, 2018 now, it's legal, but how is it possible that it was not allowed?
Well, it just happened this year. Oregon will now allow counties with 40,000 residents or fewer to pump their own gas. Jennifer, Oregonians are not pleased, not happy at all. Kathy Dahl, as you can imagine, this has caused a social media uproar. And
pretty hysterical.
Yeah, a lot of fun to watch on Twitter here. We've got people like Kathy Dahl saying, no, disabled seniors, people with young children in their car need help, not to mention getting out of your car with transients around. There are a lot of transients in Oregon?
I guess so.
Tina Good says, not a good idea. There are lots of reasons to have an attendant helping. One is they need a job, too.
Yeah.
Many people are not capable of knowing how to pump gas. There's a lot of people were like, I'm a lifelong Oregonian. I don't know how to pump gas.
Right.
And then there were a lot of people who just didn't want to smell like gas and they didn't want to get out of their car in the cold.
I'll have to admit, I would love it if it was illegal to pump your own gas in Illinois because I hate stopping for gas. It's just something about it. I don't know. It disrupts your flow. You got to pull into the gas station.
Yeah.
Oh, so much effort. I know, but... It would be nice to just have somebody.
Well, you need
to
put more than $1.50 of gas in your car at a time. So, as you can imagine, all those tweets led to a lot of other tweets from people, and I'm gonna make these a little safe for work here. But Emily Nicole said, "If any millennial ever gets called a snowflake again, just remember that there are grown adults, baby boomers, who are losing their beep beep over having to now pump their own gas in Oregon." And El Timbo Libre says, dear residents of Oregon who are crapping your trousers, now that you face the apocalyptic scenario of having to pump your own gas for the first time, you are adorable. That is an amazing story.
It is.
What would you have done if I was like driving and I went to I was in Oregon and I would have gone to the gas station and gotten out to pump my own gas, you know? And what happens? Do I get in trouble?
Yeah. kind of fine is that?
Yeah.
And now that it's for the first time ever, people are pumping their own gas, do they have some kind of tutorial they have to watch?
Is there a video they need to...
Some mini class they have to take?
You know, maybe, yeah. You know, a lot of gas stations here, like, they have little TV screens in the pump itself, so maybe they can have a tutorial video, like you said. And yeah. And that'd be a good idea.
The gas, you're not allowed to pull the pump out until you watch it, and I don't know.
That makes all too much sense, Jennifer, which, you know, that means it won't happen.
Right. Guys, you're on your own.
Yeah.
You figure it out.
All right. Moving on, we've got another good hashtag for today. It's hashtag bad days in 5 words. And I don't know who should start us out here.
I'll do this one.
Yeah, all right.
Because
this one
hit close to home.
I know.
So Ash Lightning, bad day in 5 words, the coffee pot is broken.
That is a bad day. That is not the way to start your day. And this is very topical for now. At Francois 6 says, my water pipes just froze.
That's
remember,
one of my biggest
fears. Remember, keep your water running. Keep a little drip going.
As a new homeowner, I'm a little worried about that. At Cookies and Milk. Waiting in the DMV line.
Not many things worse than that.
No.
And at J.S. Williams, 1962, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Hashtag bad day in 5 words. I call that bad week in 5 words. A couple quick national days. It is National Chocolate Covered Cherry Day.
Nice.
Love me some national chocolate. Love me some chocolate-covered cherries. It's National Drinking Straw Day, but now, you know, we're trying to get away from that. Don't use the drinking straws. It's a waste, and you don't need them. Environmental, yeah. And we've talked about it a lot during this holiday season. Fruitcake. Today is National Fruitcake Toss It Day. Get it out of here. You weren't going to eat it anyway. Why did they give it to you? Should never have even put it in the fridge.
There's a National Fruitcake Day that pops up at least once a month, don't you think?
It does.
It's always...
Yeah.
There's always a fruitcake
There must be a big lobby from the Fruitcake Council or something.
Right. There's such a thing.
I'm sure there is. All right. Also, the Fruitcake Council also approves the morning feed, which you can subscribe and review on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Also on our Facebook page. And thanks a lot for listening. This has been a Wednesday edition of the Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.